patriots. Welcome to First Dog on the Moon's first guide to modern living under a coalition government. I'm still Walkley award-winning cartoonist, First Dog on the Moon, until they come to take me and the rest of the ABC away. Election 2013. Thank goodness it's over. As popular as a freshly slaughtered water buffalo on the shag pile of democracy, as welcome as an exasperated funnel web in the nation's gumboot. But Dr. Tony's finally performed a Kevinectomy and Australia's lying in the recovery ward. Will the patient live or die? Only time will tell. Either way, as of now, we live in a divided Australia. There are a lot of folk out there happy to be living the dream that is life in Abbottistan. And there are some people, some doubters, some scoffing Nullifidians who aren't on board with the forthcoming reign of Tony and his view of the world, which is that it's flat, apparently. So this is for you, the grumble bums. What are some of the things you'll need in order to survive until 2017 or 2020 or 2023 or 2026 or whenever it is? You don't have to put up with Tony's prime ministerial guff. You just need our handy six-point guide to surviving the Abbott decade. The first thing, number one, the most obvious thing to do is move overseas. Lots of people do it. However, be warned, everyone who lives outside Australia is a potential boat person, so trust no one. They may try to infect your children with typhoid or cause a traffic jam on you, and whatever you do, don't drink the water. Number two, you could try living underground. Seriously, a lot of coalition backbenchers have underground lairs, so it can't be that bad. Just make sure before you move in, it isn't occupied, because trust me, you don't want to trip over Philip Ruddock at the bottom of a disused mine shaft. Number three, go and live in the forest. A lot of you people are always banging on about how green you are. Well, maybe it's time to put your money where your compost heap is, live in a tree and learn how to use gum leaves to wipe your bottom. Or think about becoming a wombat. Number four, instead of complaining and being a stick in the mud, why not join in the fun? Sign up for some of the new programs under the coalition government. Embrace evil. You could join a pro-evil book group or an evil appreciation society. How bad can evil really be? Why not give it a go? You might be pleasantly surprised. Number five, life under the new Abbottocracy won't actually be that different to how it was before. The main thing is to try not to draw attention to yourself. If you must leave your home for any reason, wear dull colours. When you have to move about in public places, always walk purposefully, never loiter, and when you are in public, avoid looking anyone directly in the eyes. You never know who may be watching. And best of all, number six, just relax and enjoy the ride. It's going to be such a relief to finally have a government that you expect to be terrible. No more social justice heartbreak when people you thought should be nice turn out to be killer robots. When the Abbott government finally gets around to decapitating all the koalas and reverse means testing free speech, how good will it be to say, I told you so? You'll be able to say, I told you so, over and over and over for a long, long, long time. Enjoy it, because it might be all the fun you get. This has been First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living, proudly brought to you by the First Dog on the Moon Institute.